I was when Wayne was in the military, he was in the military, and he needed a stripe sewed on his uniform, and I didn't have a sewing machine. Probably couldn't have sewn it on anyway. And this lady said she'd sew it on if I'd make her husband apple pie, and she wanted me not to say anything. Well, I couldn't say anything because I didn't know him. Wasn't going to see him. So I went to her house. She sewed on a stripe. I'd make the apple pie. She had a little boy about 3 years old, and they had a Bible on the bottom shelf of a bookshelf, and it was covered with dust. And he'd go over there, and he'd say, don't touch. Don't touch. What a shame. What a disparaging shame to teach a child not to touch the Word of God. The fact that they had the Word of God wasn't benefiting them at all. The benefit comes in hearing, and hearing precedes action. And it's hearing and taking action based upon what you've heard that's going to bring you the victory after you walk in love. You see, you've got to mold those factors together like putting together a piece of puzzle. Now, it says the word's near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart, the word of faith which we preach. That's where they got the word. Somebody preached it. It was preached there. It was taught there. They had instructions there. And once they had it had been preached, they came to believe it. And it's in their mouth and in their heart. It's that continual hearing that puts it in your heart, in your spirit, in your inward man. Hearing it. We call that meditation. Over and over and over again. It's not just enough to go to church. I believe in going to church. It's not just enough to hear the pastor preach. It's not just enough to hear your favorite television preacher who preaches truth preach. But you've got to hear. You and God have to have time to hear together, to walk together, and to hear from God, and to hear His Word, to read it over and over and over again. And so when you hear it, it takes root in your spirit. And it's in your heart or your spirit and in your mouth. Once you hear it, you begin to say it. Well, you know, if you really believe something, nobody can shut you up. That's just the truth. I've listened to more basketball reports and sports reports. I've almost become interested. The other day I thought, wonder what the score was between the big game. You don't know which big game that was, but I do because I was listening when they went rehearsed all those details. Because Christians are nice people, and I'm just being a nice person. That's all, just being a nice person. But it begins with hearing, and once there's hearing, there has to be action. And the first action is what you say. Now, you can't shut them up about sports. They love sports. They love sports. And they talk and talk and talk and talk. And I think I'll go to the kitchen and get a drink of water and maybe walk around the block. And after so many years, you know, you're somewhat interested. Well, how did Duke do? You know, that was the big game. They won by 1 point. Did you know that? You know how I know that? Because it's important to them. I didn't care. It's important to them. Now, my friend had a pound cake recipe. I went over, I don't know what I was going over for, and she said she's baking it for her mother to do something with, and she said, I'm sorry, I can't give you a piece of this pound cake. It's my aunt's recipe. And she said, do you have my aunt's recipe? And I said, no. And she said, well, you really do need my aunt's recipe. And I said, well, I have one I use all the time. Sour cream pound cake's my favorite. If I'm going to bake a pound cake, I'm going to use that one. That's our favorite. She said, no, you have to have my aunt's. And she just kept on and on, and finally I said, okay, write it down. Write it down for me. I have never used it. I still have it in my file. You know why you couldn't shut her up? She believed in that pound cake recipe. And if I am a diligent hearer and I hear the Word of God and hear the Word of God and it begins to soak into my heart, in my spirit, it's not a mental grasp. You can't get it with your mind. Your mind's not sufficient. You can't even remember it. Something you're going to really remember. God has spoken to you. You've got it in. You're going to really remember that. And tomorrow you can't remember to save your life. You ever been there? I have. You've got to have it in the spirit, in the heart, in the inward man. It says, when the word is preached, it's near you. Grab hold of that word and then take it and go home and meditate and think about it and ponder, especially if the Lord begins to deal with you about that word so that it's in your heart. And then begin to say it. That's what you do. You say it. Now, if you don't have faith, you can't win. If faith is not bridged with hope, you can't win. If faith and hope are not laying on the foundation of love, you can't win. It's equally true. If you're not talking about it, you're not winning. If you're not saying it, you're not winning. Doesn't mean you have to announce it to the world. It means you and God have to have a direct communication and say, I thank you, Father. I know that by your stripes I was healed. I know that. Thank you that I am healed. Thank you that I am healed. Thank you that I am healed. That's the first response. You have to believe and say. And your first response is to say, there may be other responses depending upon the situation. Now look, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, there's those two steps. And you got to hear it and believe it. Hear it and believe it. Hear it and believe it. And then confess or say that God hath raised Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Shalt be saved comes after the believing and the saying. It has to be in that order.